I was a child of the 70s. I grew up in Michigan. That was sort of the Great Recession before the last Great Recession. And my family was always on the knife edge of of economic stability. And it was a difficult time. And I swore to myself that I was going to do one thing, which was to make myself financially stable and live by a maxim that I remember from back then, which was Thucydides once wrote that hope should be indulged in only by those with abundant resources. And those times and Thucydides' words hardened me and made me ambitious. And interestingly, way back then, I was always interested in the biblical story of my namesake, David. Maybe because I'm a little guy and I always liked the idea of a little guy taking down the big guy. But what I never knew was that the biblical story of David really didn't end when the Goliath got knocked down, but it only began. Fast forward a little bit further. By the time I was 28, I had a wonderful job at T. Rowe Price working with great people, and we'd gone public, and I'd knocked down that Goliath. The financial stability thing was a thing of the past, and somehow I didn't feel content, and sometimes I just didn't feel very good about it all. About that time, I got introduced to a program in Baltimore called Project Raise, which was a mentoring program that I frankly can't even remember who put together. We had no training, but the mentoring program assigned people in the business community to kids in the city, and mentor away we did. I was assigned a kid that lived on Castle Street. I don't know if you remember Castle Street. It really doesn't exist anymore. It was in the heart of the drug culture on the east side, over where the Biotech Center is today, right around the corner, right about the time I was mentoring. Wenzel Hinton was this boy's name. A family of eight was firebombed because they were informers on a drug dealer, and something I'll never forget. So I went into that neighborhood and saw drug dealers on Wenzel's steps, saw his abused mom. It was an eye-opener for me, but mentor away I did. And I brought him books, and I took him out, and I tried to show him a different way of life, and I took him to the zoo and the art museum. And I remember one time I took him to New York City, and the only time I ever stood on the top of the World Trade Center was with Wenzel Hinton. And I looked out over that second tower and looked out towards the Statue of Liberty, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I thought, you know, what a wonderful life this will be. But it wasn't to be, and that wasn't what was going to happen. And over the next 2 years, phone numbers changed and addresses changed, and it was hard to get a hold of him. And I lost him. And when he was 15, his mother called me at my office at T. Rowe Price and hysterically said that Wenzel had been shot. And I said, good God, I need to come see him. And she said, I'm not sure you can do that because there's police at the hospital. And I said, well, police at the hospital? What's that all about? And she said, well, the boy that he shot died. And Wenzel was tried as an adult and went away for a long, long time. In the years that followed, I founded the Center for Urban Families with my brother, Joe Jones, and we served thousands of non-custodial fathers, trying to put them in together with their kids, and I started Green Street Academy, where we have 380 kids on the west side going to a charter school. But every time I looked out at those dads and those kids, I have to tell you, Wenzel haunted me. And I thought about him, and I thought about what could be different. What could I have done that could have changed that kid's life? What could have changed the trajectory of his life? And it motivated me like you cannot believe. Fast forward to May of 2012. I'm sitting in my office. The phone rings. My secretary says there's a guy on the phone by the name of Wenzel Hinton. He wants to talk to you. And I picked up the phone, and I said, Wenzel, how are you? How have you been? Where are you? He said, Dave, I just wanted to call and tell you I'm doing just fine and I didn't forget. And as the tears fell down my cheeks, I realized Thucydides had it all wrong. That I'd been living my destiny all along and that the world could be a wonderful place. That's my story.